As you know, we are giving a lot of coverage to the legislative session this year. The legislature began its session this week out in Pierce, starting with the governor's State of the State address. And we've talked to state lawmakers to get their take, talked to others like the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce about some of their legislative priorities for the upcoming session. And joining us this morning is our friend Dr. Dan Heineman, who is the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. He's in our studio. How are you, Dan?
I'm very good. Thanks, Greg.
It's nice to have you back here again.
It's nice to be here. I always felt this is a seat I've been in a few times when I was helping with Jerry Walton's show, so it's nice to be here.
Yeah, longtime listeners will know Dan is one of the guest hosts of our long-running Medical Line program here on Kello AM, but he is himself also a longtime physician, as we mentioned, the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. One of the things that, as we've talked to lawmakers, obviously Medicaid is one of the big things that are on the mind of lawmakers. The governor has not suggested expanding Medicaid in the state, and there's some differing opinions among lawmakers. Where does the organization stand on that?
Well, I just was in Pierre. I went out to the session on Tuesday to listen to the governor's address, as well as the South Dakota State Medical Association has a program and has had it for close to 30 years called the Doctor of the Day. We provide a volunteer physician who's there. There's a nice little office up on the third floor, and if a legislator, a page, or a staff individual has a minor medical issue, they can come there. So I was served as the first. Usually the president is the first, and then we listened to the governor and then had an opportunity to talk to some legislators and did some district visits while I was out there as well. So had also had an opportunity to talk to a lot of physicians. And as you mentioned, I think Medicaid will be a big issue. And it will depend on how big an issue it is as to whether or not a Medicaid expansion bill gets introduced. I believe there probably will be something so that at least the discussion will happen at the legislature. I think Governor Dugard wants to figure out a way to provide coverage to at least those least fortunate individuals in South Dakota. The South Dakota State Medical Association has said we need to cover at least those individuals up to 100% of poverty. Other organizations have gone a little further. We're still studying that to look and see what will be. But, you know, there's a lot of, I think, a lot of misinformation out there about Medicaid. A lot of the individuals that will qualify for Medicaid are people who are working, but just don't make enough money to be able to afford expensive health insurance for a family. And we know that folks who have health insurance access the system earlier when their condition can be managed much less expensively and much easier. And we also know that people who have insurance live healthier, live longer, are more productive employees. The governor made a lot of big... He talked a lot about it. He talked a lot about trying to expand more jobs in South Dakota. We know that a lot of those jobs don't always come with benefits, which again creates a larger pool of individuals who don't have insurance. And when those people are sick and need health care, generally they go to a doctor's office or they go to an emergency room. They get care, and it's been up to the provider community, both hospitals and physicians, to kind of provide that care without much compensation for it. And so that's one of the things we think, rather than just the provider community being responsible for covering that care, we think the greater community of South Dakota should help with that coverage as well. So,
Dr. Dan Heineman is here. He's the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. You touched on something just a moment ago, talking about payments, Medicaid payments not being, you know, we've got doctors, and this is happening all across the country, that are receiving far less than what they would for some of the procedures that they're doing. Maybe what kind of a problem has that become for physicians? Some who now say they don't even want to be part of Medicaid.
Well, I think that if you talk to physicians, they would say something is better than nothing. And I think that's part of their frustration around the whole system of the uninsured. Too many times they're providing uncompensated care. The other thing to remember is physicians also have small businesses. They have expenses that they need to meet. They've got staff. They've got equipment that they have to purchase and provide. Medical care is complicated today, and things that we can do are wonderful, but they have a cost to them. So I think it's a combination of all of those frustrations that kind of turn people off. Now, it's easy if you're in a specialty that does a lot of elective types of procedures, and you can maybe pick and choose. When you're a local physician in a small town, and these are your community folks that you're taking care of, that's a whole different dynamic and a whole different set of circumstances. And it's very difficult to say to somebody who shows up in your office needing your help, well, I'm not going to give it to you because you don't have any way to pay for it. That's not the way generally the bulk of physicians think. But there are a few that, because of the expensive nature of the procedures they're doing, they do have to think about that. And it is becoming a problem. And hopefully we could take some of the financial piece out of this and just get the folks in South Dakota who need that care covered.
Let's talk a little bit about medical training, medical school. I know there you have concerns about that as well, that we've got a lot of students that are looking to get into medicine and really not enough slots for them to be able to get into resident programs,
I'm going to start from the end and go back to the beginning.
Okay.
About 40% of the physicians in South Dakota are over 55 years of age. We know that over the next 15 years, 10 to 15 years, a lot of them are going to start to retire, and we're going to need to replace them. The governor pulled together a group of people over the last couple of summers in his primary care task force, and one of the recommendations out of the primary care task force was to increase the class size at the School of Medicine. When I went to medical school between 77 and 81, I had 65 classmates. Some of my classmates needed to transfer out because we didn't have the clinical teaching sites here in South Dakota to keep them here. We're going to get back to that 65, probably almost 67 per class, because we're going to continue to have two students in each class that will be getting an MD, PhD. So they'll be doing some additional research. This is great because it will give students in South Dakota an opportunity to go to medical school. Statistics show us that 40% of the graduates of our School of Medicine come back to South Dakota. They're from South Dakota. They like the lifestyle of South Dakota. This is the home, and so they come back. The problem is, when you graduate from medical school, you can do nothing. I always say you can't even work in a nursing home, because it takes more training and skill than just being a doctor to work in a nursing home. You got to be a certified nurse aide to take a course. Well, until you go through a residency, you're not able to be licensed and to practice. And that's where we start to fall down a little bit. We have about 105 residency positions in South Dakota. We have some in family medicine, some in pediatrics, some in general internal medicine. And those are the kind of primary care residency slots. We have psychiatry, both child, adolescent, and adult, and geriatrics. We have cardiology fellowship. We have pathology. And this summer now, a surgery residency will be starting in Sioux Falls, so that'll add to that number. And actually, we need to recruit a lot of surgeons to some of our moderate, medium-sized communities. But unless we have those residency spots, we still run the risk of losing some of those students. Because if you do a residency in South Dakota, 70% of those people stay. Now, I'm a single man graduating from medical school, and I go to a residency in Wichita, Kansas. While I'm there, I meet somebody. They're my partner. We marry or whatever. And my partner from Wichita doesn't want to come to a small town in South Dakota. We've lost that individual. And the governor mentioned in his State of the State address on Tuesday that we need to begin to study the residency situation, because we also have a family medicine residency in Rapid City. But even at full capacity, they're not going to meet the needs of replacing those physicians in those small rural communities. And it takes 10 years, 7 to 10 years before, from the beginning of medical school till you're ready to go out to practice, is a minimum of 7, and can take a little longer for some specialties. So,
Dr. Dan Heineman is here. He's the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. It's 19 minutes past 8. What other concerns do you have, or maybe thoughts as the legislature, things that you hope they'll tackle this session?
Well, we'll be watching a couple of things. We're going to actually introduce a bill. It's kind of boring and it's kind of technical, but it's about credentialing for insurance with insurance plans. We had a member issue show up in part of South Dakota. In order to do anything in a clinic, in a hospital, even at an insurance plan, a physician needs to be credentialed. In other words, you did graduate from medical school, you did complete a residency, you're not a felon, you have all the things that you say you need, and you're board certified and you meet a certain set of criteria. That can take a little time to get all that information gathered and get through the system. We had a situation in South Dakota where it took about 6 months for a physician in a practice in out West River to get credentialed. Physician couldn't bill while waiting for that, so the physician left. So we left a physician. States around us have a little more rigorous expectation of how quickly an insurance plan does that process. Typically, they do those states first. We don't have that expectation, so we tumble to the bottom of the priority list. So we're bringing forth a bill to kind of make some of those changes. We're always watching for immunization issues. We'll be watching for other things that may come up about Medicaid and be there in that discussion, as well as hopefully we can further some more of the discussions about the workforce needs that we have in South Dakota and be part of those discussions as well. So a variety of things. We watch any bill that has anything to do with a physician, even if it's a domestic abuse bill, to make sure that if there's going to be reporting requirements, that we can meet those reporting requirements and they're not so difficult to meet that we can't comply with the regulations. So we'll have lots of input on a variety of things.
Dr. Dan Heineman is the president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. And as things get into a full swing out in Pierre, we'd love to have you back and discuss this further.
Love to come back because I think as we tell our partners out in Pierre and state government, the physicians in South Dakota want to be part of the solutions to the problems that we have here in South Dakota and very much care for the patients, the citizens, and we want to be part of whatever those solutions will be. We're ready to roll up our sleeves, work, and to be, if you are part of the issue, you should be part of the solution. So that's what we want to be.
Dr. Heineman, great to see you again. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks.